coffin. You can't see it. It's in use.
In other words, there's a body in it, and we wish to see that body.
Never with my consent.
Well, then without it. Come, Watson, the front parlor.
On the table. We need a light.
Here. With this candle. That's better. Now, lift the lid, Watson.
But this can't be... This aged, withered face.
Thank God, it's a different woman.
So you admit you've blundered, Mr. Holmes. Yes, you've blundered badly this time.
Who is this woman?
I don't know why I should tell you, but since you're so interested, she was Rose Spender, an old nurse of my wife's family. We found her at the Brixton Workhouse and brought her here to end her life in peace and some comfort. She only lasted 3 days. Dr. Howson, of 13 Fairbank Villas, certified that her death was due to natural causes, senile decay. Would you agree with that opinion, Doctor?
Upon superficial examination, yes. It seems quite probable.
The funeral's to be carried out by Stimson and Company of Westminster Road, who will bury her at 8 o'clock in the morning. Anything wrong with that, Mr. Holmes?
I can't say.
I'm sure you can't. And I'd give a good deal to have a photograph of your staring, silly faces when you pulled aside that lid, expecting to see Lady Frances, and found a poor old woman at 90 instead. Yes,
nevertheless, I must insist on going through this house.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll see about that.
Henry, this gentleman was waiting at the street corner. He's a policeman.
Plain clothes, eh? Good. Do your duty, officer. These men have forced their way into my house, and we can't get rid of them. This is Mr. Sherlock Holmes, and this...
I already know Mr. Holmes and Dr. Watson.
I thought
I might find you. But you must know you've no business here without a warrant.
Yes, I understand that.
What are you waiting for? Arrest them.
There'll be no necessity for that, sir. We know where to find Mr. Holmes if he's wanted. Come along, gentlemen.
Come, Holmes. We have to go.
Sorry about that. But the law is the law.
Certainly, Inspector. You had to do your duty.
I was on my way home when that chap arrived with your request for a search warrant. He told me where you'd gone, so I thought it might be best to take a hand in it myself before any awkwardness took place.
But we still feel certain the missing lady is in that house somewhere.
Yes, Doctor, but the warrant won't be signed till the morning. In the meantime, I'll keep a man posted out here to make sure they don't try and smuggle her out. So you might as well take yourselves off to Baker Street and get a good night's sleep.
Well, Holmes, did you manage to get any sleep?
Very little. To be so near and still fail. It's unbearable.
Didn't you manage to speak to that doctor? What was his name?
Dr. Howson, yes. He wasn't best pleased at being woken at such an unearthly hour, but he confirms the story Peters told us. The old woman was an inmate of Brixton Workhouse.
Whether she'd been Mrs. Peters' old nurse, I very much doubt. As to the cause of death...
Dr. Howson was with her when she breathed her last, and he signed the certificate. He assured me that everything was perfectly normal. There was no question of any foul play. Nothing in the house struck him as suspicious in any way.
Perhaps not, but there was something suspicious all the same. I know it. Good Lord. How could I have been so dim-witted? What time's the funeral?
8 o'clock.
What time's it now?
7:20.
Now, quick, man, hats and coats. If we're too late, I shall never forgive myself. This is a race against time.
What do you want? You can't come in here.
Into the parlour, Watson.
Don't you dare. The undertaker's busy in there.
Put down that coffin.
What the... Do you have a warrant for this intrusion?
The warrant's on its way, and the coffin remains in this house until it arrives. Are you the undertaker?
I am, but I must protest.
Never mind that. I see you have a screwdriver. It's a sovereign for you if that lid comes off within 1 minute. Oh, let's help him, Watson.
Come away, my dear. This is no place for us.
This is an outrage,
sir. Don't argue, man. Do as I say.
What's happening here? Mr. Holmes.
Come in, Lestrade, just in time.
That's the last one. Lift your side. It's giving.
Chloroform, of course it would be.
And the face covered with cotton wool.
Yes, sir. Let me do that.
There.
Is that her? Is that
Lady Frances Carfax? Yes. Is she alive, Watson?
It depends how long she's been shut in there without oxygen. There may still be a spark of life within her. Stand aside, all of you.
Pray God we're not too late.